It's the Rosie on the House show and our favorite moments of 2015. Here are a couple of our favorite callers from last year.
Romy, who's been holding on next longest? I think we need to get down to Lori and Mesa, huh?
Let's do it. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no problem. We live in a home. It was built in 1960. It's a block home.
Okay.
We've got new windows. We have a foam roof. It's a flat roof.
Okay.
And our next piece of the puzzle that we want to do is get the foam blown into the exterior walls, into the block. So we've had all the big companies out and given us bids.
Uh-huh.
One company in particular claims they don't use formaldehyde in their foam, and they are the most expensive company. And I'm trying to figure out if it's worth the extra money, if it's really a big deal, and if I need to be concerned about that.
Lori, I know exactly the company you're talking about. I'd be curious, do you have a computer, and have you been on our website?
Yes, and I have the company that you
recommend, Thermal Advantage. And I'll bet you, not knowing any more about what the job than you said, I'll bet you Thermal Advantage is about 30% less expensive.
Oh, I can tell you that already.
Lori, you can't go wrong by giving Dennis a call at Thermal Advantage and have him do the job. The scare tactics the other contractors trying to use on you are just exactly that.
Okay. So their product, even though it's not that much different? Is it the formaldehyde is not an issue?
The first time I learned about formaldehyde was from Thermal Advantage, because I was trying to figure out, why is it such a big deal? He's bragging that there's no formaldehyde in his product. I mean, he's never had formaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
If somebody's trying to tell you he's using something with formaldehyde, that's just not true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. You answered my question. I appreciate it.
How big a house do you have?
It's about 1,800 square feet, and we went through an extensive remodel last year, so this is kind of the last thing that we want to have done. And
you're really going to like it. It makes the house quieter, it'll make the house cleaner, and it does stabilize the temperature quite a bit. And I'll tell you what, Lori, I'll bet you I just saved you about $600 to $800.
That's a good way to have a Saturday go.
So that's what you get for staying on hold for 15 minutes. I apologize you had to wait that long to get on air.
And that's just for the install price.
Yeah.
This is going to save
over the years on
energy conservation.
So. Yeah.
We appreciate the call, and thanks for checking with us.
Let's bring Joyce into the conversation, calling from Tucson. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning to you. Thanks for your program.
You bet. We were talking just a little bit ago about the weather in Arizona. I bet that the time we got covered in snow up here, that Santa Catalinas and the Rincons are awful pretty under their little covering of snow as well.
Yes, they are.
That's a hard view to beat, isn't it?
It is. That's why we come to Arizona in the winter.
Where do you come from, Joyce?
We live in Michigan.
Okay, well, that's a...
They've got a lot of snow up there.
It's a cold winter this year.
It is.
Hopefully it won't be quite as bad as last year was for them.
Yep.
All right, Miss Joyce, what are you dealing with?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've dealt with a lot of cranky toilets in our lifetimes.
Okay.
And my husband has put a whole new ball and chain in this one.
Okay.
But when you press the handle, and let it go, then the water stops immediately. That ball doesn't float so that the water can gradually fill up.
Okay.
So you have to hold the handle down the whole time.
All right. And when I go into this bathroom and I pull the lid off of the tank, okay, and I look at what your husband replaced, is there a big arm with a rubber ball attached to it, or is it one of the new styles with the little float that slide up and down the tube?
Oh, let me go. Can I just go look and see?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay.
We're all going into Joyce's bathroom in Tucson right now. This will be great. All right, Miss Joyce, we're all in your bathroom together. All about 100,000 listeners are in your bathroom together.
Oh, I hope they're not bored, because probably everybody knows how to do this. It's not an arm, but a thing that goes up and down.
Slides up and down. And mm-hmm. and when you push the lever down, go ahead and push it and tell me what happens.
All right. The ball comes up, and it's, and oh, now it's. It's running. It isn't doing what it did before.
Of course not.
Oh. You suppose it was healed overnight?
No. I put the magic whammy on it.
As
soon as you pulled the lid off.
Well, could that be it? The lid be it? No.
Well, generally what happens is when you flush, that little rubber flapper comes up. Sometimes that rubber flapper gets filled with water, and then it's dropping. The gravity pulls it closed. That little flapper should be pretty much empty and full of air. Occasionally, when it doesn't drain all the way on a flush, that flapper comes down, it fills with water in the bottom, and that complicates things. Joyce, thanks for calling. If that happens again, you give us a ring again at this same number. We'll see if we can't solve it again.
Stay tuned for more of our best of 2015 here at Rosie on the House.